So this is a project that's been talked about for a very long time in the faculty. We know that. It's been written about. It's been talked about. But in November 2011, when you came on board and talks were really starting on this specific project, there were many steps to getting to where we are today. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because a lot of work has been done, work that's in the background that we don't necessarily think about or know about. Can you just give us a full picture?
Sure. Well, so again, when we were mandated to work on the technical and functional program, there was a space or location had not been mm-hmm. identified. So we were trying to develop a generic dental clinic. Like, what clinic would we build that would fit anywhere? So we needed to hire some architects and some engineers, and we had DFS architects involved, and the Group Genius was the engineering firm we worked with at the time, to sort of develop this generalized or generic plan of mm-hmm. a dental clinic. So how many people, just the energy. We went with Dr. Jeffrey Myers and this project team to Université de Montréal mm-hmm. to see what they've done. And we saw what we don't want to do and what we do want to do. And so we want a benchmark from all that. So we visited several schools. I know that some faculty members went across the country and probably also in the States to visit other schools and learn from their experiences. So then there's that aspect of
it. There's a lot of research that goes into it.
There's a lot of research that goes into it. And developing it is not an easy task. Then there's the whole thing about finding the space. So while I'm working on this generic dental clinic plan, I'm actually very actively involved with the space planning group, mm-hmm. Chuck Adler and Radu, to go and find a location for the clinic, and then inevitably for the entire school. We then had to meet with different landlords, and in 2001, McGill College, the owner, Cominar, sort of gave us this impression, wow, they're so collaborative with us. Why mm-hmm. are they participating and supporting us so much? And we realized that they have all of this real estate available mm-hmm. and non-built-up real estate mm-hmm. that we can basically sort of just take and start building this new facilities for dentistry. So there were definitely many negotiations. The legal office had to be involved. We hired an external legal consultant as well. So we had legal counsel, internal and external, dealing mm-hmm. with the negotiations of the new space. We hired a real estate professional as well to work with us. So there's so much behind-the-scenes work. In fact, I wasn't even really involved with their negotiations, but I certainly participated in many of the meetings.
Right.
And I remember seeing a whole bunch of very intelligent and very well-educated people sort of scratching their heads. How can we sign this deal? And it took several months till finally we were able to say, okay, 2001 McGill College, the deal is signed, here's the contract, this is the building. But let me tell you, there were many obstacles in the way mm-hmm. until we finally got to signing that contract, you know? Thankfully, there was a lot of people who didn't give up and just worked on it and accepted my badgering them and prodding them so they can... So we can actually be saying, we're in construction now, you know, mm-hmm. wow, we're in construction, we're building this thing, and soon it will be finished.
Where do we go from here to give the latest updates to everybody about this faculty? We're going through renovation still,
right.
They're still building. We've been posting pictures on our website so that people can go and follow. We have a progress report, different things on the fundraising side, but also on the building side. What is the latest updates that we can give, and where do we... What do we look for?
Sure.
Now?
So, you know, I can say that construction is progressing quite rapidly. The unique thing about this project as well, I didn't mention it earlier, is that I'm not actually managing the construction mm-hmm. portion of the project. The building owner, Cominar, is. So I'm sort of like an observer, you know, mm-hmm. Sitting in my watchtower, sort of watching the whole thing go by. But mm-hmm. Rather than just watching, I have to be actively involved because there's certainly things that come up on site. Any potential little problem can escalate and become something grandiose and thus cause delays in the schedule mm-hmm. and whatnot. But we're pretty much advanced. I'd say at this stage we are, you know, almost 50% complete in terms of renovations. We are in the process of finalizing all the procurement of furniture and other, you know, equipment needs for mm-hmm. the faculty. I'm happy to say that the contracts and purchase orders have all been established with ADEC and Nevins, the main suppliers of the dentistry equipment for the dental clinic itself and the simulation lab. So that's in progress, and those are being manufactured right now as we speak. Our target is to finish this project by April 24th, 2014, so we can start planning a move for the faculty, and probably in separate in different groups, starting in May 2014 and into July. But we're on our way. I mean, there's no stopping us now.
Well, you're definitely passionate about what you do. That's absolutely clear. And we're so happy that you could join us this morning. Thank you so much for your time today. And we look forward to the big opening and this project being completed.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you, Valerie, again. I appreciate this opportunity to sit in with you for this discussion.
Thank you, Carlo.